This is a VFNKB success secret. Successful real estate entrepreneurs, the Benham Brothers, share four powerful success principles that have revolutionized their business and helped them to birth other businesses all around the world. We want to hear from you. Which of these four principles is your favorite? And of course, share your own success secrets, what worked for you. We'd love to hear it. Check it out. Be sure to subscribe and press alert to get new notifications of new success secrets made available on VFN TV. We have a VFNKB success secret for you, but stay tuned too. We're going to have a chip party where people are celebrating putting chips in their hand to be tracked. And they're like, they're saying, do you have the chip?
Yeah, we're not having a party. They're having a party.
They're having that party. It's crazy days. But first, this is a VFNKB success secret. John.
Yes, VFNKB success secret, as you said, Benham Brothers. These are two brothers who, former athletes, they just believed God, stepped on out, and started a real estate company that went across the country and really around the world. And they share with us these amazing principles that they applied. Simple. Yet it's changing everything that they're doing, and it will definitely encourage you. Watch this.
Well, I'm David. This is Jason. Don't let Jason's suit fool you. He doesn't really have it up here, but I do. You know, as kids, we were raised by a pastor. We weren't raised by a businessman. We weren't raised by a former professional athlete. But as former professional athletes and as businessmen, one thing we learned from our dad that was the most important lesson was to be biblical thinkers. As we've read through the Bible, we've developed four core principles that we apply across all family lines, across all business lines, across all relational lines. That is number one, to be faithful in the little things. Number two, to breathe life. Number three, to produce more in value than you receive. And number four, to be a fountain and not a drain. We see that those four core principles are as immutable and unchangeable as the sun rising in the east and setting in the west, and as crooked as his teeth are.
Our very first business was a real estate company in Charlotte, North Carolina. We started selling foreclosed properties on behalf of banks.
We love real estate, but we didn't stop there. We took those same core principles that we learned from the scripture and we applied them in several different business verticals.
We didn't realize that we were serial entrepreneurs. We wanted to serve in the marketplace. Our first company grew to 100 locations across 35 states, and we decided to apply those four core principles in other businesses. So we expanded overseas, we expanded into business consulting, tax consulting, did a whole host of other things. And what we've realized is that those four core principles are the foundation and expands all across entrepreneurial lines. For my brother and I to take credit for building successful businesses would be like a shovel taking credit for digging a hole. We were just the tools God chose to use to get the job done. And he's a real tool.
That's so powerful.
Isn't that powerful?
You know, for us to take credit, it's like a shovel taking credit for digging a hole. Right?
Said something
like
yeah.
That? Oh my, we're just a tool.
Yes.
Created to do good work. So what are those four success principles?
Success principles. Number one, be faithful in the little things. Man, that's so important. Even the scripture tells us that if you're faithful in a little, then God can reward you with the much. So many times people want to get ahead of themselves. They want everything. And God's saying, handle this. Do this well, and I'll entrust you with more. The second principle is breathe life. And that sounds simple, but yet it's so powerful. I speak to a lot of people, a lot of business owners, and just people in general, and sometimes people have the tendency to speak death over what they're doing. I mean, they come on, sometimes speak negative, they speak not hopeful. You want to be a person that speaks life, that speaks hope, even when you don't see it. And when you don't see it, it's when you have to actually declare it more. So be a person that only carries life, but you're breathing life into everything that you do. The third one is produce more in value than you receive. Man, that is so powerful, because a lot of times people say, I'll do this if you do that. You want to be a person that says, listen, I'm going to go over the top. I'm going to give you more than what you were willing to pay, and I'm going to just show you what we can do for you. That's a strong
key
component.
Principle. It's that principle set by God himself when Jesus said, if they ask you to go 1 mile,
you go 2.
Go 2 miles. If your boss asks you to do 3 things, do 4 things.
That's right.
and you will stand out. I mean, By far, employer is looking for somebody to promote in a greater place to handle greater responsibility. They're looking to promote you. Yeah. They want to promote you.
Absolutely.
You know? That's awesome.
And the fourth principle is to be a fountain and not a drain. I like to say be an asset, not a liability, right? Every company has employees that you have to determine what type of person are you going to be? Are you going to be the person at your job, at your organization that brings value, or are you going to be a person that's actually taking away value and robbing the company, the organization of their goals?
How do people feel when you show up?
Yeah.
Are they going like, hey, it's so great? They're going to go, she's here,
or
he's here. And you know, if you want to be successful, a VFNKB success secret are these four principles that the Benner Brothers have walked out again and again and again.
Absolutely. Wildly successful. They're doing great things and they're impacting the all society with the kingdom of God. It's beautiful.
So this is a question we want to ask you. We want you to just share with us in the comment area, call us or whatever. We want to hear from you about success secrets, things that you thought about, things that you practiced. What do you think about the Benner Brothers talking about, you know, for me taking credit for the success is sort of like the shovel taking credit for digging a hole. It's a humble reality that God is the one that empowers us to be successful. So we want to hear from you on that. We love hearing from you, part of our tribe out there.
Be sure to subscribe and press alert to get new notifications of new success secrets made available on VFN TV.
You know, a lot of people want to abide with the Lord, but they just don't have a plan to do it. You can request that plan today at iabide.org.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.